We're going to get a rare glimpse now at China's justice system. At politically sensitive trials in China this year, police surrounded courthouses. Only the Communist Party's most loyal media were allowed inside to cover the proceedings. But on routine cases, some judges are beginning to reach out. In recent years, Shanghai district courts have live-streamed select trials and even invited citizens to attend. NPR's Frank Langfitt was in attendance at one Shanghai court, and he sent this report.
It was the case of the bungled drug shipment. A Chinese pharmaceutical company sent anti-cholesterol drugs to India. The company said the shipper mislabeled the ingredients, and the buyer sent them back. Now, the drug company wants $61,000 in compensation. The evidence? A forged label, an apparent attempt to cover up the shipper's incompetence. Here's the plaintiff's lawyer grilling the defense attorney.
It was already stated clearly that your employees' failures inconvenienced us, and your client deeply regretted that. The client clearly wrote that. In other words, you guys faked the stamp and the label, not other people.
Not wanting to admit fraud in court, the defense attorney denied it. Yan Menggang, the chief judge, chimed in. Plaintiff, defense, I want to ask you a few questions. Have both sides signed a written contract? No, they said. That's not uncommon in China, when companies have a long working relationship and where contracts have often been ignored anyway. Like most Chinese trials, there was no jury, no witnesses, and little evidence. After 90 minutes, the judge wrapped up with this. Plaintiff and defendant, are you willing to settle the case with the court's oversight? The plaintiff said yes. The defense needed to talk to his client. And with that, court was adjourned. The Shanghai courtroom was very modern, all blonde wood with two flat-screen TVs. A local newspaper streamed the case on the internet. Bao Huimin, a senior judge, said all of Shanghai's 17 district courts have been streaming cases in recent years.
The general public can understand the legal process through web streaming, so their right to know and right to supervise can be protected.
On this day, the court invited several dozen local residents to watch the case as part of an open house it holds every few months. Not everyone was supervising the process. One man in a gray sweater dozed off with his chin on his chest. Others sent text messages. Officials told me I was the first foreign reporter to ever visit the court, and I had to wonder if some of the people were there for my benefit. But one man in the gallery, a businessman named Zhang, said he comes several times a year to learn about the law. Speaking later by cell phone, he said knowing the law didn't used to matter much in China.
Back then, our understanding of laws was they were very distant from us. We thought in our hearts we would not do anything to violate the law, and the law seemed irrelevant.
But Zhang says there's more enforcement these days, and he has to be more aware. In 2008, China enacted a labor contract law that made it harder to fire people and required serious severance money.
For instance, take the issue of employees' annual paid leave. Before, companies did not pay much attention to this. Now, with the new labor law, companies take this very seriously.
Su Weizhang is a Shanghai lawyer who's practiced for two decades across China. He says courts in China's big coastal cities, like Shanghai, generally handle lawsuits well.
Normally, civil case, if there's no corrupted or no influence by the government, it's independent.
The problem, he says, is criminal cases, where the prosecutor and police have enormous influence.
The convicted rate is very high in China, over 99%.
Su's political cases are even worse. The Communist Party ultimately controls the courts and can call the shots. Take the case of Chen Kugui, who Su was hired to represent. Chen is the nephew of Chen Guangcheng, the blind lawyer who escaped from house arrest last winter. After his escape, police went to Chen Kugui's house.
Over 20 people at midnight illegally entered their house and break the door and beating him, so he has no choice.
Su says Chen Kugui fought back in self-defense. He was never able to tell the court that. Authorities refused to let him appear on Chen's behalf. Late last month, Chen was convicted of assault and sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. The government allowed no reporters in the courtroom and didn't live stream the case. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.